Is the future of teaching robots? This is Sandra Tsinglo with the lowdown on science. Teachers could sure use a hand in the classroom. Researchers think robots could help students learn, collaborate, and express themselves. But how do students feel about robo-teachers? Camino Fernandez-Llamas and his team from University of Lyon in Spain wondered. They recruited over 200 K-12 students to learn computer programming from either human teachers or Baxter, the robot. Baxter greeted students with a friendly face and computer voice. All students learned two programming commands and built a pool in Minecraft to practice them. Later, everyone shared their feelings about robots. Results: attitudes towards robo-teachers depended on age and exposure. 6 to 9-year-olds were more comfortable communicating with Baxter than their older peers. As for the teens, about a fifth of them worried about society's future with robots, regardless of their teacher. But those who learned from Baxter were more comfortable with the idea. So next time, let Baxter do the teaching. Just don't listen to any computer voice named Hal.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with the University of California, Irvine Science Communication and 89.3 KPCC, and made possible with the generous support of the Fuse Family Foundation.